Prince sold more than 100 million records, won 7 Grammys and an Oscar, and wooed fans from the stage and screen with a funky, flirtatious style that helped cement him as an icon. Sherry Zeck, Associate Dean of the Illinois State University College of Fine Arts, is a huge Prince fan. She attended just one of his concerts in 1988 on his Love Sexy tour. But she says that one experience just blew her away.
It was a great show. As always with Prince, it was an incredible spectacle. He came out on stage in a car. The stage was like this turning set of cylinders. He was performing with Sheila E., who kind of rose up in the middle and was very high up with her drum kit. It was just thrilling, absolutely thrilling. I'd always hoped that I would get to see him in one of these jump-up shows that he's been doing for the last couple of years, where he just
shows up somewhere.
Where he just shows up and plays for 3 hours. I almost saw him in Chicago about a year and a half ago when he did that, and just missed it. I hoped that I would get a chance again. Guess I won't.
Well, what does Prince mean to you, Sherry?
Okay, I am not in good voice, as you can hear. Just think of me as Tom Waits without the piano or the talent.
Oh.
But when you gave me the opportunity to come in here, I couldn't say no to this, because Prince is a figure that has been personally incredibly important to me and important to my generation, and certainly important to me as a lesbian who came out in 1978 among a lot of gay men in the disco scene. Prince was very key to us. For many of us, he was more important than David Bowie.
Why? Why was he more important?
Because he was more exuberant. He was just fun. And I love David Bowie, and I honor all those folks who I felt his loss so keenly as well recently. But for David Bowie, he was a little more intellectual. He was a little more studied, not in a bad way, but it was just a different kind of thing. And with Prince, people call me rude. I wish we all were nude. I mean, it was silly too. Some of his rhyming was silly, but it was fun. Prince, why was he different? Why was he so popular? What did he offer? Prince performed like he was in a post-race and a post-gender world. He wasn't, of course. We weren't. None of us were. We still aren't. But when Prince was on our MTV, or when we were dancing on the disco dance floor, and we were going to party like it was 1999, or we knew that he could never take the place of our man, he could take the place of anybody's man or woman, frankly. We could pretend that those things were true. We could imagine. And that, I think, was, to me, that is the core of what Prince's contribution was to the pop life. This space in which to experience the history that he carried within his music of African-American struggles within music, within his own life, the connection to R&B, and yet it was all with a light touch. And I think that is the real jewel of what he offers. You look at Prince's history, and you look at him as this slight little guy from the Minneapolis area, African-American or mixed race. You know that he was bullied. You know that he had a tough time, but you see that nowhere in his music. Now, some people would say that's the lie that Prince is. That's the problem that Prince is, that he didn't take those things and make meaningful, world-changing records that brought attention to those kinds of issues. What a lot of us enjoyed about Prince was that he acted like it didn't matter if he was male or female. He had all these women around him, but you kind of knew he could have had men around him. And maybe he did, maybe he didn't. There was such a divide between what we knew would happen to a man like him in the world and the persona that he presented, that for a lot of us, we thought, it's going to be okay. I may walk out of the bistro, as I did here once in Bloomington, and have three guys jump out of a car and jump me and my friends. But you know, I could go back into the bistro another week and dance and be happy and believe the world was okay. And the way that Prince and musicians in particular can get into our psyches and feed our imaginations to make us think better of the world. You can call it false consciousness. You can call it a problem, but it's a lifeline for a lot of people. It was a lifeline for me when I was 18. By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. You're the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. It was Saturday night. He had a lot of sexually charged material. Hello, absolutely. Little Red Corvette.
Yes. Yes.
Did that enhance his appeal?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the way he played with sex throughout his career, but especially early on, I think, was profoundly liberating for many, many, many of us.
What unique thing did Prince bring to the music scene?
Well, first of all, incredible virtuosity. I mean, he played everything. I was just this afternoon watching a concert he did a few years ago playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps by George Harrison, one of the greatest guitarists ever. And on stage are a bunch of other of the greatest guitarists and singers and songwriters ever. But Prince picks up that guitar and they might as well all just move to Canada. Blows them all away. He was a brilliant songwriter. He reinvented himself 1,000 times, sometimes to great success, sometimes to what you might say a failure. But there was always this attitude around him of, who cares? Who cares? It was fun. He was exploring. He came out of pretty crummy circumstances himself. He had songs that spoke to that, but he had a lot of songs that were just silly and ridiculous, and that kind of breadth in his songwriting, plus the fact that he played practically every instrument, synthesized often, but he played practically every instrument, he played synthesizers, he produced his own work, he was an incredible guitarist, and as much as what he did in the studio was important, and also let's not forget some things he did by, you know, creating his own studio, having his own bevy of artists, having his own label, trying lots of different kinds of distribution means, including Napster one time, to get his music out. When he was on stage, there was nobody like him. He was a performer par excellence. He was amazing.
And he was somebody who shared the wealth, talent-wise. He worked a lot with other artists.
Yes.
He collaborated a lot. And it seemed in particular that he would support women artists like Sheila E., Madonna, Sheena Easton.
He also worked with Mavis Staples, and he also, there were a lot of R&B artists that he brought forward. He gave away superstar hits to like Sinead O'Connor. He did foster a lot of people.
In 1992, Prince changed his name to an unpronounceable glyph. And we had to start to refer to him as the artist formerly known as Prince. There was
right.
a big thing about this having to do with his battles with Warner Brothers and so forth. Did this hurt him to make this kind of a move? Did audiences sort of, and his fans sort of look at him like, what?
Sure got a lot of press for it, didn't he? A lot of newspapers and magazines who created typefaces figured out how to make that little symbol, didn't they? Look, it was ridiculous. It was pretentious. People ridiculed him for it. But they talked about him.
What's your favorite Prince song, Sherry?
The song Controversy. Come on. I if I'm in a bad mood, that kind of bad mood where I'm sort of angry about work or something, and I just want to dance like I'm 18 again, I will get out Controversy and just jump up and down in my living room. There's an energy to that. I have a history with it that is quite important to me, but probably Sign of the Times is really my favorite. It's lyrically really brilliant. I think it's one of those songs that speaks to a particular time in a very smart way, that alludes to politics without really being a kind of sided political song. It's got that great beat and rhythm. It's kind of singable, but you just, as you move through the song, you want it to go on, and you feel empowered by participating in the singing of it and the moving of it. If you watch him do it live in various instances, it's a song that just builds and builds and builds. I think it's his most brilliant song.
That's GLT culture maven and major Prince fan, Sherry Zack. I'm Laura Kennedy.